Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Go hard, yeah, care. I'm going all in, go down.
All right, 12:02 on The Fan. What's happening, everybody? It is all in time.
One of these days, BT, I'm going to look up the lyrics so I know what the hell he's actually saying.
Instead of just,
Look, I'm all in on Daniel Jones being in a very advantageous position for Daniel Jones. We talked yesterday about how Tom Brady's retirement complicates things for the New York Jets because Aaron Rodgers now has some options. There, you know, he kind of thought Tom Brady might go to the San Francisco 49ers with Brock Purdy's UCL injury. It could be Las Vegas. But now with Tom Brady out of that mix, the veteran, the elite, the Hall of Fame available quarterback is down to one, and that's Aaron Rodgers. But with that being said, you go look with Tom Brady not being available and the free agent list of quarterbacks that are available this offseason, it shortens it to a very small number, maybe less than a handful of guys that about 12 teams are after, including Arizona, who has Kyler Murray banged up, Green Bay, if Aaron Rodgers leaves, the Jets, Baltimore, Indy, Texans, Las Vegas, New York, because these guys have free agency here, Tampa, New Orleans, Seattle, Carolina, the 49ers, Tennessee, and Miami are in this as well. It's a lot of teams.
Just name the teams that don't need a quarterback. It's quicker.
Exactly. That have quarterback issues. And when you look at the free agent list with Geno and Daniel Jones and Andy Dalton and Jacoby Brissett, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield, Jimmy G, Tyler Heinicke, Sam Darnold, Cooper Rush. This is what we're talking about. Who sounds kind of best on that list is Daniel Jones.
Right on through three.
It creates an urgency for the Giants to not let this thing turn into like a bidding war if they only non-exclusively franchise him and he can negotiate with other teams. Daniel Jones is in a great spot. Even if you don't think he's an elite, you know, future Pro Bowler, all pro quarterback, he's in a great spot because he positioned himself to be the top available free agent. Not available because Aaron Rodgers is available, but free agent quarterback in the NFL this offseason.
You ain't wrong, Teak. You ain't wrong. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio, by the way. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Similarly, it's a tough word to say fast.
I had to say it yesterday. I just couldn't get it done.
Similarly.
And people will say Geno Smith, by the way.
Yes.
Geno Smith is 33 years old.
I know he is. By the way, can you imagine like the Jets had Darnold and Geno battle it out?
Yeah.
And Zach was still there on the periphery. Hey. Along the lines of the quarterback stuff with Jones, the Jets need, I'm all in on the Jets having a plan devised around Daniel Jones. Now, I don't mean a Hail Mary plan.
Why are you coming to get my guy?
I think when you hear this, it's not that I even necessarily want him. I prefer Rodgers.
Yep, go ahead.
But I want somebody good, and he's good. Not a Hail Mary plan where they can just like, oh, God, desperation. Oh, let's go give Danny Jones' reps a call. No, I mean they've got to have in their own minds a plan that is softly, at the minimum, centered around Daniel Jones, a viable plan. Because there is a possibility, all right, that Aaron Rodgers either retires or goes to Vegas. Hell, Devontae Adams already tweeting out that he's got a home in Summerlin. He's going to move right next to him. That worries me. That Derek Carr is already connected to the Panthers. That worries me. I'm not interested in Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm sorry. And then, obviously, as Tiki chronicled before, properly, no other options really are enticing. So, Daniel Jones's demand just spiked with Tom Brady's retirement. And when you've got very few options, as there are in terms of real viable quarterbacks, yet a whole list of teams that are going to be chasing one, you better have some good plans out there. And I know Rodgers had one, and I know Derek Carr is too. If those things fall through, I'm sorry. Cohen didn't do it with Judge. You know, Yankees didn't do it with DeGrom. To hell with the friendship. To hell with the co-tenancy here. If you have to, you might have to steal Daniel Jones from the Giants.
And if you do, it's going to cost you.
That's okay.
Right? Because I think the only thing that prevents Daniel Jones from signing with the Giants is that it becomes a bidding war. It becomes a, all right, we're going to give you $40 million. This is they don't exclusively franchise him. But by the way, if they exclusively franchise him, they're paying him $45 million, so they're not going to do that, right? I think the only thing that prevents Daniel Jones from staying with the Giants is if people start driving that free agent number really, really high for the New York Giants.
Which, based on the circumstances, very well might happen.
That's what we're laying out.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
There's at least 12 teams. There's probably more like 15 that are quarterback needy that have to have a better option than what they put on the field last year.
Yeah.
And Daniel Jones is free agent and is better than what they had on the field last year.
Before we get to these calls here, 877-337-6666. I could already sense, because I know how it goes, like, these guys are saying there's going to be 12 situations, 15 situations where they're looking for quarterbacks. It's not ridiculous. First of all, two of them are right here. Until the Jets solve it and the Giants sign Jones,
yep,
that's two.
That's two.
We've been reading for a year. Huh? Maybe the Ravens move on from Lamar. Colts are definitely going to have a different quarterback.
And even if Lamar, you can stick him with the Baltimore Ravens,
mm-hmm,
he's an unrestricted free agent.
Correct.
So he's not their quarterback right now.
Until he is. So it's not irresponsible to put it's irresponsible not to put the Ravens, yes, on the list. The Colts, they're going to have a different quarterback. The Tennessee Titans might cut Ryan Tannehill. Mm-hmm. You know Vegas is going big game hunting. The Commanders need help. All right, Darnold threw 7 touchdowns and a couple of picks the final few games. He was okay, but it looks like Derek Carr is going to have interest there. They might not love Darnold. That's a possibility. The Saints are going to look for a quarterback. The Bucs absolutely need one. You talk about Kyler Murray being hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals are going to be, even if it's like Andy Dalton insurance for the first few months, you got to do something. The 49ers, I mean, we thought they might go after Brady. They might go after Rodgers. Who knows? The Packers, they're going to lose Rodgers in all probability. Do they love the guys that they have? Probably not. Miami, what about Tua's head? Seattle, what about Geno? He's a free agent. So that is not us making things up, saying there are, you have 12, I have 15. 15 teams who right now have unresolved, murky quarterback situations, including ours. 877-337-6666. All right, Tiki, let's get back to the phones here.
Let's.
How about Mark in Clark, New Jersey? What's going on, Mark?
What's up, guys? Good morning or good afternoon.
What's happening?
Hey, bud.
Do I have to do an all-in?
Yes.
If you want to be.
All right, all right. So I'm all in on Daniel Jones. Listen, I mean, from what we saw from him this year, he definitely has to be our quarterback moving forward. His presence in the pocket, his running ability, we need a solid receiver to complement his throwing arm. That's what I'm all in on. And Brandon, one quick thing for you.
Yes.
Listen, if you want to get this five burrow done, you got to get on your bike, bro.
I know, Mark. I got to come see you, dude. I know. I know.
That's what I'm all in on, guys.
Appreciate you, Mark. You're a good dude, man. You've hit me up a few times, and I am going to absolutely make that connection with you. I've got to get a bike for Boomer's thing. I've raised the money. You know, for cystic fibrosis, I've recruited a couple of people on my team. Hoff is already raising money. I've got a few invites out to other guys and at the station here and some, you know, but I got to get on this bike. Although I have started training at home.
Working out, which is a different kind of.
Well, we've got the bike in the basement, which I really.
Yeah, I hear. Yeah.
Sometimes I use it sometimes. Mm-hmm. But now I'm getting back on it twice a week. And each week I add like 2 minutes to it. So I started at 20 minutes. I got a routine every minute. I jump up a level. I keep going. I burn 500-700 calories. I'm trying. Listen. I'm gonna. Unless God forbid I drop dead, I'm gonna finish the 40.
You gotta.
It's not a race, but I will
finish.
Here's
what you gotta do. You gotta.
There's no doubt.
You gotta lock your mind in.
Oh, I'll finish.
And no, I'm talking about on your training bike.
Oh.
And just be on it for an hour and a half. That's hard to do.
I can't do that for an hour and a half.
It's hard to do.
I'll go hard for 30. I've done it in the past 30, 40 minutes during COVID. I was banging away. That's why I lost some weight.
Yeah.
An hour and a half, I don't have. I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. Not an hour and a half. Hoff, can you ride
a
bike?
What? Watch a game.
I have the TV on down there. I got some music bumping, you know. Got a little All In. I still don't know the words, though. I listen to All In when I'm riding the bike. Hoff, can you sit there and ride a stationary bike for 90 minutes?
I've done a couple classes that have taken 90 minutes long in total.
Really?
So, yeah.
See, what I do, and trust me, I don't mean that, like I'm some figure of I don't, I'm not tiki, but I try. It's got to navigate some surgeries back in the day, some scar tissue. Rather than ride the bike for an hour straight, the way my mind goes, I will go, say, Teak, 10 minutes hard, right? Yeah. Then I'll get off and maybe I'll do planks and push-ups or whatever, sit-ups, get back on
it's
10
like cross,
minutes.
It's just like your cross.
Yeah, yeah. I can't sit on a bike for an hour. First of all, it hurts my back.
Yeah.
So, but I can't sit there for 90 minutes and go nowhere. Tom is in Shirley. What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Tom.
First of all, I want to tell you, you two guys are absolutely the best. I'm taking the cancer treatment with me. I'm doing cancer treatment every day. You guys get me through. But besides that, I put you right up there with Rich Eisen. You guys got to get your own TV show. You guys are perfect.
I mean, from your lips to I guess Olivero's.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what. You can tell them this. No snarkiness. No BS, just straight information.
Well, wow, listen, Tom, we appreciate that. But by the way, you said something much more important. I think I heard you correctly. And by the way, we're chasing some things. Don't worry. Hopefully they come to fruition. Bosses. You said you go for cancer treatment every day. Is that what you said?
Yeah, no, I go to cancer treatment twice a month, but I have to take the pills at home. So to keep, I have my 2 or 3 hours sick time.
You okay?
And I try to find the pills.
Yeah,
gotcha.
My cancer level, is reading zero right now.
Oh, nice,
that's great. But,
God bless, man.
I wrote this down quick because I don't want to take up you guys too much.
All good.
It's all good, man.
Go ahead, Tommy.
Tiki, you have no idea what you are to my family. You never met me. I never met. Well, I did meet you almost. You signed my granddaughter, who's now 26, had a son. But anyway, my wife, we're old. I can say the idea. When I started being a Giants fan, my father and my uncle would take the ladder out, go up on a roof, and turn the antenna towards Connecticut when they used to play the Yale Bowl.
Oh, that's great.
When the Mirror came out.
That's great.
When the New York Mirror came out with the color section, I have, what's his name, on his knee bleeding from another loss with the Colts. I can't think of his name right now. But anyway, but my wife, when anybody came near you, she would start screaming, "Throw his leg, throw his leg, throw him."
Leave him alone. Leave Tiki alone.
That's great. I love that.
I want you to, you see, this is what's so great about sport figures, and you handled yourself perfectly, not like so many schmucks. You know, you handle yourself your whole career perfectly because you become part of people's families.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I felt that in New York. I love that. I love that about New York. I really did. I appreciate that, Tommy.
You're welcome. As far as Danny Jones, listen, I know he goes to that team. He's with us. Are we going to start all over again?
Exactly. Well, Tom, you nailed it. That's exactly why Daniel Jones needs to be here. I appreciate your call and hope you're doing well. And blessings for that cancer getting down to level zero. And we hope the continued best for you. But I don't want to start over again with a quarterback. You just see it. You just see the issues that
Eagles did a couple of years
don't
ago.
Work
Hurts.
Out.
Worked
but
out.
Jalen Hurts is such a unique case because of the success he had as a freshman at Alabama, the adversity he went through when he got benched in the title game. Like, it's not like, we're going to start Tua, 3 or 4 days before you get. He was in the title game. They go into halftime and say, "All right, Jalen, sit down. Tua's going to come in and win the national championship, and now you're an afterthought." But he played it perfectly. Transferred 2 years later to Oklahoma as a graduate transfer, almost won the Heisman Trophy, led that team. He was awesome, right? And so Jalen Hurts' story is, like, you just knew he had winner in him. Right, you saw it in college on when he took his team to the national championship. You saw him take an Oklahoma team back to the college football playoff. So when he got his shot in Philly, I know we doubted it because of his size, and it's just like, oh, he's a second round pick. But we probably shouldn't have just because he always had success.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones had to work his way to being a successful quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
And now you appreciate that. You kind of, as a Giant fan, you want to own that, right? It's like he did that for us.
You theoretically passed the toughest part.
Yeah, you did that with us.
Yeah.
We hated you for a couple years, and now we love you. Hey, why the hell do you want to go start that whole potential process over again?
I get that part. I get that part. When you lay it out like that, I really get that.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, it's funny. We're in the studio every day, Monday through Friday, for 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
right? Do a lot of stuff off the air. Get a chance to meet you guys at stadiums and stuff. And, you know, Tiki obviously a lot more than me in the street. And you know, come up, you say hi and all that stuff. But a call like that is... That's why I love local radio.
Yeah.
You get, especially here in my hometown, you get a call from somebody like Tom who tells us he's going for cancer treatments twice a week. He's got this incredible thread to Tiki and his family back in the day. It's awesome. And it sounds like you're doing great, Tom. That's really inspiring to hear, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, man.
877-337-6666. I think I heard, because the way it's set up, Teak could talk to Hoff, and I can not on the air, and I can still kind of hear. Did you get the words to All In? I think you were asking Hoff for those. Did you get them?
I was asking, you know, who sang it.
Oh, you know who sings it?
Who?
Young Boy.
Yeah, but that's what I thought. There's like four of them.
Yeah. Well, which one do we play?
Little Baby. So the Little Baby version.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. Little Baby?
Yes, Little Baby. I said Little Baby. The Young Boy.
Well, first I said Young Boy, then I just said Little Maybe while you were saying Little
There's
Baby.
There's also Little Yachty that I found.
Little Yachty. That's true. Little Yachty.
And I can't
So which
find,
one do we play again?
I can't
little
find.
Baby?
I can't find.
Little Boy Baby? I don't know.
Little Baby.
It's Little Baby.
Little Boy Blue. Oh! Anybody get that?
Andrew Dice.
Dove, do you get that?
I did.
You're not allowed to listen to that stuff, Dove. What are you doing?
What stuff?
Let's get Freddie and Hackensack. What's happening, Fred?
They don't have the lyrics. Hey, they don't have us.
Hey, Fred.
What's up, man?
How are you, sir?
How are you guys? Good, thank God. Tiki, I had a question for you.
What's up?
How do you feel about the whole Saquon situation? Because... like early in the season, even Boomer said it on his CBS Sportsman. He goes, "Joe Shane, if you're smart enough, you'll get rid of Saquon now and get a better, you know, some first rounders for him or whatever." How do you talk about a guy like that who has been one of the best running backs in the league? And because you're a running back, and if I hear that and go, "Oh, he could be replaced," he's one of a kind. Like, well, how do you just say get rid of him?
Do you remember when Boomer said that? What time of the season? Was it early in the season?
Yeah, early.
Early in the season, I could understand why that would be the sentiment. Because the idea was Saquon's been banged up. First of all, he was elite as a rookie, right? You know, Pro Bowler, Rookie of the Year. And he had these three bad years where he just couldn't stay healthy. So at the beginning of the season, the Giants are in, you know this just as well as I do, right, Freddie? The Giants were in full rebuild at the beginning of the season. And then they messed around and won a couple of games. And it's like, dude, these Giants are pretty damn good, right? They're not great, but they know how to win. 5-1, you know, at one point, right? And it's just all of – so it goes from, all right, Saquon's healthy. He's an elite player. Somebody could use him. We can't use him because we're going to suck, to, man, Saquon's a big part of why we're winning, and we can make the playoffs.
BT was trying to get me to say the
Giants were going to the playoffs like week 7. And I wasn't ready for that. But
yeah, I know.
But think about how that changed in your mind because of Saquon.
Right.
So it went from he's expendable to no, we need this guy, right? So
did we bring
changed.
Him back?
I do, but not at the number that his people want. They want him to be making top end running back numbers. Those numbers are 16 for Christian McCaffrey, 15 for Zeke, and Zeke's not even worth it.
No.
Dalvin Cook is at 14-something. There's another one. I think Chubb or somebody is around 14 or so.
He is.
He wants 16 because it's top of the line.
Right.
If you're going to settle for 12, I might be able to do that. But if Absent that, you got to franchise him.
I'd like to hear it from a running back's perspective. I like to hear it from a running back's perspective because you hear everybody else say, get rid of him. I'm like, dude, wait a minute.
You don't want to get rid of him. You know why? Because he's a leader. Joe Shane said this. He's the leader in the locker room. He's one of the hardest workers on the team. Like, he needed to reprove himself. Appreciate your call, Freddie. We got to take a break here. He needed to reprove himself, and he did it, right? Like, I know Joe Shane says this just because it's a cliched words. They just flow out of his mouth. Daniel Jones did everything we asked him to do. Saquon Barkley did everything we asked him to do. But it's as much as you're just saying that, Saquon did exactly what you asked him to do. Rushed for 1,380-something yards, had 10 touchdowns, led the team in receptions in the regular season. Like, he was exactly what you would want your star player to be.
Yeah.
So it's hard to just say, I don't want him anymore.
Yeah, no, listen, I get it. I'm more cutthroat with this because of you know, the gap between the Giants and the elite.
Yes.
And it's got to be filled in, and I think it becomes more complicated if he gets the big money that he's searching for. They're not going to give him that money. We know that. You're right. He's not getting 16 mil. No. That's absolutely ludicrous. But I understand the sentiment. I get it. You know, especially when the team is beginning to rise up a little bit and he's yours and he's ours as a city. I understand. I get it.
We need your second opinion. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, it's 12:26 on the Fan. It's Tiki and Tierney here. We've got Ian Rappaport coming up next. See, can you explain something to me real fast? So yesterday, I went to get something from the vending machine.
Okay? Yes.
And it said only change accepted. So, of course, I didn't get anything. I just went back today and stuck a dollar in there and it spit it out. Now, are you telling me that in the time from the 24 hours, right around the same time, 24 hours, that somebody went in there and changed either the mechanism internally? What's the difference?
Did it have coins inside to keep you changed?
No.
No. I'm saying that yesterday they didn't, and now they did.
No.
So they if there's not a lot of coins in the machine, that sign comes on.
No, I know.
Because it can't give you change if you want something that's less than a dollar.
Three things with exact change. Now there's coins.
Yeah, I guess maybe it is that simple. My bad. All right, I'll take the L on that. That actually was very stupid. Yep, I hear you. I got you. I don't know why that seems so... Nah, okay, I got it. Wow. Tom's River, what's going on, Nick? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, Teak, I've actually got...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A kegerator tap pull of you. Nice. I got for Christmas.
Nice. That's cool.
Unbelievable. That's but funny. Actually, what I'm calling about.
Wait, what do you pull? His arm? Hopefully, you don't pull something else. What do you pull to get the beer?
It's the classic tiki pose, running the ball, and you just, you screw it on the handle, and,
that's
cool. And you're good to go.
Nice. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. Actually, the reason why I'm calling, I think it's a no-brainer. You sign Jones, you bring him back. The Mariners will just have to, at the end of the day, they're not going to be able to let him go. And you franchise Barkley.
Yeah.
That's the easiest solution, Nick.
And I agree with you.
Yeah, because that team, listen, are they ready to win a Super Bowl? I don't know if they're ready to win a Super Bowl, but they're at a point where they're ready to transition to being one of the better teams in the league. What are you going to do? You're going to let these people leave, and then you're going to start all over again?
Yeah. Nick, that's a little ambitious there. It really is. I got a challenge on that.
I would say they need to transition into trying to win the division. Right? That's the first challenge. Now, can they beat the Cowboys consistently? Maybe, because the Cowboys find ways to lose all the time, even though they didn't do that. I think they're steps ahead of the Commanders. But the Eagles, Eagles aren't going anywhere anytime soon, especially with the talent that they have offensively. Now, they might lose to, wanting to get paid some of these guys on defense, but their offense is going to be really good for a long time, especially if they start replacing some of the aged offensive linemen that they have.
Well, the funny thing about football, and this, Teague, is you just every season is different, and you just don't know. One play can change an entire season.
But it's not different, Nick. You got to have a baseline of talent that's above average. I understand. There's randomness. There's no doubt. When you play somebody, where you play them, they coming off a bye. Is their quarterback hurt? Is their left tackle hurt? Is their run game shut down? Understood. There's so many. That's why betting's impossible.
Yeah.
There's so many variables on a week to week, season to season basis. But one thing that's pretty tried and true. If you don't have a lot of talent, I'm not saying you can't win a wild card game. Mm-hmm. You're not winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If you don't have a dominant unit, whether it's defense or offense or pieces of both, you're not going to win the Super Bowl.
And the Giants were decidedly right in the middle.
Yeah.
On a lot of this.
Yes. 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 I mean, you think about their old line. It was, 20?
It got easily bottom third. It got better as the season went on, but yes, most of the year it was bottom third.
Receivers bottom third.
Well, didn't you see this thing the other day?
Told me this off air. Go ahead.
There was a stat yesterday I saw also on Instagram that was talking about the fastest and slowest receiving corps based on their combine 40 speeds in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Giants were dead last.
That's amazing.
Dead last.
That is amazing.
And it's funny because we talk about, they don't have any talent. Yeah, we're talking generally speaking, just because we don't know their names. Like Isaiah Hodgins is a good player.
Yep.
And BT and I did this because we kept looking at video of him, in between our breaks. The dude's a great route runner.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't care where he was drafted. He's a great route runner, right? But we would always say, this roster. I mean, statistically, based on the measurement that matters most for a skill position player in the NFL, the Giants were dead last from their combine perspective, which is crazy.
Wow. What was their average time, do you know?
4.5-something.
Come on. They have receivers running almost 4.6s?
On average, yes.
Oof.
On average,
did you see the Jets, by the way, just out of curiosity?
I didn't look because it was so tight, I couldn't, see it. I just knew that the Giants were at the back, and the Jags were at the front.
Giants were literally 32?
32 out of 32.
I didn't even know that they had a stat like that.
I didn't either. I didn't either.
That's amazing.
I mean, it's a simple one to aggregate.
Yeah,
right?
But I would have never thought even really putting that together.
No, me either. Now, but someone did, and I saw it, and I was like, I guess that explains what we've been saying all year.
In the Giants' defense, that's not how they planned on entering the season. No. Robinson got hurt. Tony, but Shepard got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, that's even more of an elevator. I'll tell you where that's going. That's going right in my little suitcase, my little briefcase, if I'm Danny Jones' agent.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah, by the way, you think my boy had a good season? How's this statistic look?
Hey, well, Daniel, you didn't quite do this. You didn't quite do that. Okay, look what you gave me.
Exactly. Yep, 100%. Let's get Chris Tintin Falls on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney Show. Let's go. Oh, by the way, Ian Rappaport is next with us. Chris, go ahead, bud.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, dude. Real quick, two things. One, the gentleman who called before Tom, he was referencing Y.A. Tittle on his
Yes. We all know that famous picture. I couldn't pull it either. And, I was like, I know what you're talking about, but I can't pull it. I tough my head.
Yeah. My good friend, his old man, had that picture in his house for years. Secondly, Buccaneers yesterday, you guys were talking about a sword. I believe it's a cutlass. It's a small broadsword that pirates use.
Yes.
I like watching shows about pirates.
Nice. Nice.
Lastly, are you
a big Pirates of the Caribbean guy?
I only watched the first one, but I absolutely loved it. But History Channel's had some great programs about privateers into pirates, William Teach, Blackbeard, cool stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
By the way, great ride at Disney, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Dude, one thing about Daniel Jones, if you look at him, and this is why I feel like he and Barkley need to be married, and I know it's a little unpopular. Jones' first year, rookie year, pretty good, right?
Yes.
Barkley, everyone says, had a bad year. No, he had some injuries, but if you look at him statistically, he showed up. And that great Redskin game, Barkley ran wild.
Yes, you're right.
Fast forward, 2 years, Jones is down, no Barkley. Barkley comes back, best year he's had since his rookie year, Daniel Jones. So there's a corollary there. And I know it's unpopular. Everyone likes to say, well, you can get it back in the second and fifth round.
You can.
But by that logic, every team has a 1,200 to 1,400-yard back who catches 50 balls. We know that's not true.
No.
So just because you can find it doesn't mean you're always there.
That's
and
true.
Chris, there's not an
overabundance of those players, but
yeah,
there's enough to at least maybe give the Giants something to think about. I'm with you. I think he's going to get tagged or he's going to have a contract that reflects his desire to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll listen, this is the cutthroat aspect of certainly a football with the salary cap. But when I say, all right, if you're calling me up and you're saying the Giants cannot win without Saquon Barkley, like we say with other, like the Yankees last year could not win without Aaron Judge.
They just didn't score.
Correct.
And I said it all season long. For some reason, when Aaron Judge doesn't hit, they don't score.
Correct.
Now, they win some of those games. They won a lot of those games, but it showed itself. Because when he went to a slump, when it mattered against the better teams in the postseason.
Yeah, they were barely in a prolonged
beat Cleveland and got swept by the Astros.
Yeah, and they set records for futility offensively along the way. But the point is, you know, when you say, I can't win without you, and certain people, like Mahomes for a Super Bowl, that applies. Like, without Burrow, Bengals aren't in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Everybody knows that, okay? But the problem with that, if you try to apply that to Saquon, they haven't won with him.
Yes.
So there's always the possibility of the other side of the coin, well, I didn't really win with you, and I'm not saying it's your fault, but maybe there's a path to win without you. It's just a different part of the conversation.
Well, if he's going to ask for $16 million, they're going to have to find out how to win without
him. That's true, T.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Ball game over. Boston wins. Well, the Boston Red Sox have to be congratulated. They have come back from 3-0 down to win 4 straight games and win the American League Championship Series.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, we need some answers. We got a lot of questions. Quarterback carousel spinning as should be a very interesting offseason. Time for the Ian Rappaport Report, brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com and discover movement that inspires by Total Orthopedics, the experts in getting you back to being you. By Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair, nobody. And by Collars & Co., makers of the best polos on the planet. Visit CollarsandCo.com. All right there, Mr. Rappaport. So with Brady hanging him up, we think. We know he's done. He's done. This obviously, or maybe not so obviously, but to me it's obvious, complicates certainly the Jets world because you know that they want Rodgers. They're going to make a play for him. But with Brady seemingly a target for the Raiders, now he's off the table. Maybe the Raiders go hard at Rodgers. What does Brady's retirement mean to the other teams chasing top-level quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, of all of the different quarterback dominoes, I think this was probably the biggest, right? Like, this was the one where you say, like, all right, this happened, now everything else can proceed. And, you know, the timing of these things are always important. Brady announces his retirement on a beach somewhere in a selfie video. A couple weeks before the Derek Carr trade basically needs to happen or not. So, you know, there is a possibility that we get Brady news and Derek Carr news basically Super Bowl week or even before Super Bowl week. So one in, one out. And then now, you know, you have teams like the Raiders, maybe the Titans, the 49ers, if they need a veteran quarterback, the Jets. You know, a lot of teams now still need quarterbacks and not that many available. I would say it increases, you know, the need of some of these really, really good guys.
There's no question, and I think you laid out well. But now a little bit more specific, because you said that there's a chance that we'll have the Brady and the Carr news before the Super Bowl. I got that. Or right around the Super Bowl, there's a three-day window for Carr and the Raiders to decide what they're going to do with him. But you said Carr trade. So you're 100% that he'll be dealt, not cut?
I'm not 100%. But I do think it's possible. I do think there's interest. It's a hard trade to do, but it's not impossible. And, you know, what you would basically need to do is you'd need to complete the trade. A team would have to have the cap room around the time of the trade. You would carry him through the start of the league year and then restructure his contract to create cap room on March 15th or 16th or whenever the league year is. Or you do the trade and he restructures his deal now. But either way, there is a path to get it done. You know, it's a big salary, but I don't think it's crazy, crazy if you want a starting quarterback. So there is a market for a trade. Also, Carr has a no-trade clause, so it has to be somewhere where he would want to go.
Mm. Are you here in Carolina? Because that's been thrown out there now. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I think Carolina is going to be interested in all of the veteran quarterbacks. Biggest question is, you know, would they do a trade? And I think, you know, their owner is very, very much into value. There is a question, and not just for the Panthers, but for a lot of teams, if there's no trade and the Raiders have to cut them, like, wouldn't it make sense to just wait? And then obviously the answer to that is, if there's one team that doesn't want to wait, then you don't get them because that team would trade them. So that's kind of an interesting dance right now.
Yeah, there it is. And it also is complicated by the fact that there's a lot of teams, BT and I were identifying this, that have quarterback issues. That in Baltimore is one, the Giants are another, simply Seattle also, simply because their starting quarterbacks are unrestricted free agents. So until that they're not, then you have to consider them in this conversation. But when we go look at the free agent, put that in quotes, free agent quarterbacks, there's not a ton of great names. And so all day we've been talking about how timing has benefited Daniel Jones, right? He's a free agent, unless they franchise him. He should get a lot of demand. Do you agree?
I think he would definitely get some demand. You know, he's interesting because I think his value to the Giants is great. I think he is a very good quarterback who's just kind of reaching a point where, you know, you can sort of see the potential is playing out. But I don't know that anyone gets that. I mean, it was interesting to me that Joe Shane, who's in Mobile with me and everyone else this week, talked about having Saquon extension talks. Those are really important because if Saquon can somehow get done before the franchise tag deadline, then you could tag Daniel Jones and none of this matters. And I would, you know, say the same thing for talk about Geno Smith, who definitely should come back to the Jets because that would be an amazing storyline. Geno Smith, you know, probably gets tagged or gets a deal. It's not a great free agent quarterback crop. It's actually better than it has been in recent memory because these guys are never available.
Exactly.
Yes, that's right. But there's not a ton of them that you're looking at and saying he's leading my team for the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, right? Jacoby Brissett's not that guy. Andy Dalton's not that guy. You know, obviously, Tom, you know, left. Jimmy Garoppolo's not that guy. Baker's not that guy. Sam Darnold.
Well, no, but you know, Jimmy Garoppolo might be someone for 3 years. You know, and that's, I think.
Yeah, but do you
think now?
Yeah, do you think teams are excited by that though? That's what we're getting at. Like, you want an exciting guy, and I know that Jimmy is Jimmy, and he's cool as hell, and you know, when he's right, he's right. But there's a lot of times where he's not even available.
Well, I mean, you're sort of illustrating the problem here. And that's why I think Derek Carr this year played okay, probably not as good as we've seen in the past. He was also kind of injured for this year for some of it. He had like an oblique thing that was really painful. Guys like Derek Carr are almost never available, right? And, you know, Garoppolo is going to be available, is a free agent, doesn't cost any draft picks, but his team moved on from him.
Yeah.
kind of twice.
Willingly.
Really. Yeah.
And yesterday, and Kyle Shanahan was like, he's not coming back.
Hilariously, he said last year. But yes, I know what you mean. But yeah, so guys like Garoppolo are available because their team moved on from him. So that's sort of the level of quarterback you can get.
So, Ian, we had you on the show as we have all football season. We had you last week, right? And we asked about Rodgers. That's when it was starting to really pick up some steam. And I was giddy, and I still believe he'll be a Jet. You're coming at it from a different angle. You're a reporter. I'm not. I don't consider myself a reporter. I never have. But I am curious, are you more or less convinced that Rodgers will be a Jet after you've had a week to let it marinate? He jumped back on the McAfee show. Any change?
Well, I would say this. When I came on last week, I talked about all the different challenges that it would take. And I still believe there are significant challenges. Like, if Aaron Rodgers, let's just say, doesn't want to play for the Jets, it's not happening. You know, I don't think he has a no-trade clause. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if he has a no-trade clause or not. Because if he doesn't want to play from the Jets, he's not going. He'll just say, cool, I'll retire, and then that's the ballgame.
Yep.
So there's still a lot of hoops. This is not a it's this for a first-round pick. All right, cool, do the trade, you're done. It's a lot of money. I look back on that Woody Johnson comment at the end of the year, which seemed weird at the time. You know, we're willing to spend for a quarterback, and I'm like, okay, you'll spend $30 million for Jimmy Garoppolo. That's great. Like, congratulations. But Rodgers is making 60. You sort of wonder if that was, and I don't know this, but you wonder if that was in his head. I think a trade is at least a possibility. It's not a non-starter. I wouldn't say like, all right, you know, I'm hearing he's going to the Jets, but at least it is something that you guys won't waste your breath on talking about for the next however many weeks.
True, but that's why it becomes really complicated. I mean, it's viable, so it's a worthy conversation. But if he doesn't want to come here and the Jets are playing the long game and waiting, and then somebody swoops in and gets Carr, and you're not enamored with Garoppolo, and the Giants retain Jones, and you're lukewarm on Tannehill, where do the Jets go?
Yep. That's it.
That's the problem.
You're right. It's a problem. And that's why, like, you know, I think Joe Douglas is good at his job for a couple different reasons, but I believe that they will probably be able to get the info on Rodgers, if that's even a possibility, fairly early. Like, I don't think it's going to be like, all right, it's March 14th.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Rodgers. So, like, getting key info is going to be really important here, just to know, like, what are we talking about? Is this real or not?
I think they already have some, Ian. I think they already have some.
I'm sure they have some, but they don't have it all, because Rodgers doesn't have it all and Green Bay doesn't have it
unless
all.
Rodgers just hasn't divulged it on the Mac. Maybe he knows. Honestly.
Maybe
he told Hackett. Maybe he told Hackett, hey, I'm coming. I'm playing.
Maybe. Now, I do think that a trade to a team like the Jets would be something that the Packers would probably like, because it's out of the conference. You know, like, hard for me to imagine the Packers are going to then, you know, trade Rodgers to, I don't know, let's pick a team, the Saints.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and then face him in the playoffs, and, like, I just, they're just,
yeah, it doesn't make
would
any
have
sense.
A hard time imagining.
Yeah,
that.
Send him to the AFC. Makes the most sense.
Right. Send him to the
least,
lowly
at
Jets.
Least it makes sense. We'll
yeah, at least it makes a little bit more sense.
They're non-threatening.
Let me get to some coaching news here for a second. I mean, Jim Irsay seems to be mismanaging his organization. It seems grossly. I mean, it's like 7 candidates he now has. They're talking about second interviews for most of these, including Wink Martindale, but also he's going to go into a third round. In back of my mind, I can't help but think he's throwing smoke and mirrors. He's putting up a facade. He's going to hire Jeff Saturday. I mean, how badly are they managing this coaching search?
I mean, that's a lot of the talk here in Mobile. It's either a badly mismanaged coaching search or the most thorough coaching search we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's right. I mean, I've done this for 12 years, I think, now, and I have no idea whether he's doing a great thing or a ridiculous thing. And that's what makes it so interesting. Now, you know, could you know after one interview who your guy is? Like, you could make an argument you probably should.
Yeah.
And I know there's some people who think that Chris Ballard is just lining up candidate after candidate, so Irsay realizes, like, all right, we got to hire someone better than Jeff Saturday. Like, I think that's what a lot of people think. But he is the owner, and the owner does get to pick. So I would say this. I truly don't know, is this the best coaching search ever or the worst?
What's your gut tell you?
My gut tells me it probably doesn't matter.
to go, like, you don't have to go through a third round of interviews. Like, to me, if it were me, you probably should know after the first hour or two. But if this makes him feel better, like, I don't know, like, it's not me going through those grueling interview processes, which, thank God, because it sounds like they've been marathons. if I was a candidate and I was awaiting all that money, but they forced me to go through three interviews, I guess I would do it, but I'd be a little grumpy about it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I might as well stay where I am, especially if I was in a good situation already. What about Arizona? Yeah. It's kind of quiet out in Arizona.
Yeah, so they're interviewing Brian Callahan, the Bengals OC, today. They interviewed Lou Anarumo, the D.C., yesterday, and then Mike Kafka on Tuesday. I think I got my days right on Tuesday. Sounds like he did well. You know, he's very young, and I think he's really, really on the rise. Would be a little early to get a head coaching job. I'm not saying it's impossible, but would probably be a little early.
No, we don't want him to. We don't want him to.
Got to keep with Dan.
Right, why would you?
Exactly. Why he needs to stay here.
Right. Now, I do hear that the QB coach is really good. Shea Tierney, I believe his name is. I hear really good things, too. And that's someone that Daboll's been grooming forever.
Yeah,
so
he's following him around. I think he started with him in Alabama, actually. So he's been following him around for a while.
Yes, I think that is right.
It's my cousin. You didn't know that's my cousin. It's my cousin.
It's not your cousin.
It is. It's my cousin.
Okay. Yeah,
nah, I'm just kidding.
By Irish heritage, maybe.
Just kidding.
Try to get some Shea Tierney scoop from you.
I heard he's good.
But so the options are today. It's either basically get through today and then hire the best guy, or don't. And if the answer is don't, then they probably wait till after the Super Bowl and interview someone like Jonathan Gannon from the Eagles or Shane Steichen. So it's decision time for the Cardinals, and it's really either hire or just take a step back and force us through this torture for the next couple weeks.
Yeah, they're a mess. Who cares? I don't even care about the Cardinals anymore. Ian, great stuff.
Thank you, man.
Really good intel. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.